And Maine's energy world is in an uproar over a finding by Central Maine Power that it must revise its analysis of costly system upgrades needed to serve a boom in new solar power projects. Fred Bever has details.
Patrick Johnson is co-founder of a company called Sunrays Investments, which has constructed five community solar projects in Maine over the past year. The company was required to commission a CMP analysis of what upgrades would be needed to make sure the distribution system and substations could safely handle the new electricity load. Sunrays paid for the studies and the upgrades CMP said were needed, $1 million worth. But last Friday, CMP told Sunrays it had identified a voltage issue that could arise if its project and others around the state go into operation without additional substation upgrades.
Now CMP is saying they made a mistake and that we are going to have to pay for upgrades, and they don't know how much it'll cost or how long it'll take. So it's either an error on their part or negligence to be bringing this up now.
Dozens of solar developers in Maine got the same message from CMP involving more than 100 substations. That's upended the financial plans of an unknown number of projects already constructed or in the pipeline. CMP spokeswoman Catherine Hartnett says it's too simplistic to say that CMP did or did not make a mistake. New incentives aimed at decarbonizing Maine's economy, she says, triggered a surge in interconnection requests that will have an unprecedented and cumulative effect on voltage.
We just have a system that over 100 years has been developed very traditionally, and we've now had 11 months to try to completely transform it. We need to put the necessary work and careful analysis into making sure it's done the right way.
Developers, lawmakers, and environmental groups are calling on CMP's shareholders to pay any added costs and for utility regulators to investigate. Many say the issue already has harmed Maine's reputation as a reliable place to develop renewable energy and endangered the state's ambitious climate agenda. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.